Good morning. It's Thursday, May 27th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Tensions in the Gulf are rising again after fresh U.S. strikes on Iran. The United States said it carried out new attacks on Iranian missile launch sites and boats near Bandar Abbas that were allegedly trying to place naval mines in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command described the strikes as self-defense aimed at protecting American forces during the fragile ceasefire. Iran accused Washington of violating the truce and warned it would not leave the attacks unanswered. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said negotiations with Tehran were still ongoing and a deal could take a few days. Oil prices climbed after the strikes, while reports emerged of explosions near the Gulf and damage to a tanker off Oman. President Donald Trump is expected to hold a cabinet meeting at Camp David as talks enter a critical stage. Another news. A dramatic emergency operation in California has eased fears of a chemical disaster. Officials in Orange County say the threat of a massive explosion from a damaged chemical tank has now been eliminated after crews worked through the night to reduce pressure inside the container. The tank, holding thousands of gallons of methyl methacrylate, had raised fears of a catastrophic blast or toxic spill. Fire officials said the danger of a boiling liquid vapor explosion is now off the table, though a smaller evacuation zone remains in effect, and around 16,000 residents are still displaced. Authorities say no chemicals are currently leaking, but crews continue to monitor the cracked tank closely. The incident triggered a state of emergency and forced schools and businesses to shut down across several communities southeast of Los Angeles. Around the world, Iran's supreme leader is warning that Middle Eastern nations will no longer shield American military bases. In a message published Tuesday, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei said the region was entering a new order and claimed the United States was losing its influence across the Middle East. His remarks came just hours after fresh U.S. strikes inside Iran, despite ongoing negotiations over a ceasefire agreement. Khamenei praised Iran's regional allies, known as the Axis of Resistance, and described Israel as a cancerous tumor. He also claimed Iran had dealt heavy blows to both Israel and the U.S. during the nearly three-month conflict. Meanwhile, indirect talks between Tehran and Washington continue over sanctions relief, maritime security, and the future of Iran's nuclear program, with Pakistan and Qatar helping mediate discussions. Another news. The Quad Alliance is pushing deeper into infrastructure and security cooperation in the Indo-Pacific. Foreign ministers from the United States, India, Japan, and Australia announced plans to jointly build a new port in Fiji and unveiled agreements on critical minerals and energy security during talks in New Delhi. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called the Fiji project a practical demonstration of the group's ability to deliver resilient infrastructure in the Pacific. The ministers also introduced a new framework aimed at strengthening supply chains for critical minerals used in industries like aerospace, defense, and semiconductors. Analysts say the Quad is trying to regain momentum after uncertainty over whether leaders would hold a summit this year. China has criticized the group as an attempt to contain Beijing's growing regional influence. Another news. North Korea has fired new projectiles into waters off its west coast, according to South Korea's military. Seoul says several weapons were launched Tuesday from North Pyongan province, including at least one short-range ballistic missile that traveled about 80 kilometers. It marks North Korea's first known missile test since April, when Pyongyang claimed to have tested cluster bomb-equipped ballistic missiles. South Korean officials urged the North to respond to recent peace overtures while reaffirming their goal of complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Analysts say the latest launch fits a broader pattern of weapons development under Kim Jong-un, who has repeatedly declared North Korea's nuclear status irreversible. Despite years of United Nations sanctions, Pyongyang has continued expanding its missile and weapons programs, drawing criticism from South Korea, Japan, and the United States. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.